USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration is suing Walmart, accusing the retail giant of helping fuel the nation's opioid crisis by inadequately screening for questionable prescriptions despite repeated warnings from its own pharmacists. The Justice Department's lawsuit claims that Walmart sought to boost profits, understaffed its pharmacies, and pressured employees to fill prescriptions quickly. That made it difficult for pharmacists to reject invalid prescriptions, enabling widespread drug abuse nationwide. The stalemate is over as Congress finally passed a new coronavirus relief package. The measure is part of a larger federal spending plan and is worth $900 billion. Included in the package are $600 stimulus checks for Americans, which could go out as early as next week. The president is expected to sign the bill. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Vice President Mike Pence says he and President Trump will keep fighting until every legal vote is counted in November's election.
Stay in the fight in our election. Stay in the fight in Georgia's election. And stay in the fight every day that follows.
The vice president speaking in West Palm Beach, Florida at a conservative summit saying every illegal vote must be thrown out. The president also touting some of the Trump administration's accomplishments. Things get a bit tense at a lockdown protest.
Oregon State Police declared an unlawful assembly at the state capitol in Salem on Monday after 300-ish demonstrators pushed their way into the government building. The protest was billed as Reopen Oregon. The demonstration comes after Democrat Governor Kate Brown extended Oregon's state of emergency lockdown by 2 months from January 2nd to March 3rd. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
We head back to Washington, D.C. and Capitol Hill, where Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is cheering Congress for passing the $900 billion coronavirus relief package before the holidays.
The bill is not a long-term bill. It's a survival bill. It gives us money that we need immediately, but make no mistake about it, we're going to have to come back and get more.
President Trump's re-election campaign filed a petition over the weekend with the Supreme Court, asking the court to overturn three rulings from the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court over changes to the state's mail-in voting laws. President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says the suit is part of a strategy to have state legislatures expunge what he calls fraudulent election results. He tells Newsmax TV that three states could have filed false paperwork with the federal government by certifying their results.
So the way I look at it, we have to win one of these legislatures. And I think we have three good ones to pick from: Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona. And I think in either one of those cases, there's a good chance that we've demonstrated enough fraud, actually overwhelming fraud in a few cases, that the state legislature has a very, very strong basis to make a determination that the election in those three states was stolen.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Meraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.